From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. We got a great show today. Humorist Dave Barry will be joining us later to teach us the meaning of funny. He'll be here. It's an exciting time for us now. Great season of the year. We're just 3 weeks away from a midterm election. And just this week, a new Wall Street Journal poll shows that Congress has an approval rating of 16%. 16%. That is lower than the approval ratings for the virus that causes cold sores and for Dick Cheney. Though, that's not quite
fair. A virus causes Dick Cheney?
No, it's not fair, of course, because, you know, the virus doesn't know what it's doing.
No.
So we don't know what's going to happen next month, but having taken a look around the political landscape, we can say this: no matter who wins, we will have a lot of material into the indefinite future. So, let's get started. Call us up, answer some questions about the week's news. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Amanda Balderston. I'm calling from Washington.
Hey, how are things in Washington? It's a real exciting time to be there.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I had to find the right adjective. You're never tempted to just flee?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Really?
But I don't talk about that too much.
Well, welcome to the show. Amanda, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and an author, most recently of Feet on the Street, Rambles Around New Orleans, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi.
Hi, Amanda. We were just discussing that 16% of people approve of the Congress. Can you identify any of those people?
Maybe there's one or two hanging around the streets.
There's 435 members, right? So that's got to be like a half of a percent right there.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And the pages they're closest to.
Yeah. Also say hello to journalist Sue Ellicott.
Hi, Sue.
Hello there, Amanda.
And lastly, say hello to television personality Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Mo.
Amanda, welcome to the show. I have a question for you. Are you familiar with Craigslist?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we've based a new game on it. Now, the website, of course, Craigslist, is full of classified ads, job postings, personals, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, Carl Castle knows a good idea when he sees one, so he has created Carl's List, which is an imaginary website where newsmakers get to post their own classifieds and personals. So we're going to read you three Carl's List ads. Your job is to figure out which newsmaker might have posted it. Ready to play?
Ready.
All right. Here's your first ad.
Short, but not that short. Asian man seeks love, acceptance, regional domination. I'm tired of kidnapping my significant others. I want love the old-fashioned way. Write to me at the number below, or you will die in a glorious nuclear holocaust. And no fatties.
So who might have posted that ad?
That's got to be Kim Jong-il.
Yes, it is. The kooky comic sidekick of the Axis of Evil. Kim Jong-il became even more hilarious last week when he exploded a cute little nuclear weapon. This week, we imagine, he enjoyed himself, as President Bush said, in essence, hey, don't do that again or I'll be mad.
Mm-hmm. Or you'll be Kim Jong-ilin.
And Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice managed to get Japan to swear it would not go nuclear. And then they pointed out, the White House did with some pride, all the countries that did not explode a nuclear bomb recently, including South Korea, the island nation of Palau, and New Jersey, though there, of course, it's hard to tell. Amanda, here is your next Carl's List posting.
Right. Missed connection with you on Tuesday, October 17th at 7:46 a.m. Not sure where to find you. You could be anywhere in the country. You're cute, drooly, crying, maybe even soiling your diaper at this very moment. You're more than just a number to me, so please call.
That was an ad placed by an unnamed census taker looking for whom this week?
The baby that Madonna adopted.
That's I was gonna say that.
Trying to steal her back.
Him.
No, this was a child that was born somewhere in the United States this week that
could end up being adopted by Madonna.
You never know. A child born somewhere in the United States. We think it was a child. It could have been somebody coming across the border. But this person has a distinction.
Oh! Is it that the U.S. population has surpassed, has gone to 3 million? 300 million, I mean?
Yes, 300 millionth American. All across the country on Tuesday morning, women were pushing just a little bit harder, trying to give birth to the baby that would be crowned the 300 millionth American. There were, of course, no prizes for the lucky citizen, aside from a promise of freedom and a future of obesity-related diabetes. There's some dispute, of course, if the 300 millionth American is even a baby. Some demographers say the new American was most likely an illegal immigrant who crossed the border to live the true American dream of never paying any taxes.
Mm. I've seen four or five different claimants to this thing. Yeah. One of them's named Mystique, I noticed.
Oh, really? It's appropriate, I think, that the 300 millionth American would be given a stripper name. I think that that sums up where we are right now.
Gosh, an obese stripper. Wow. That,
you know, I wouldn't put us by it. All right, very good. Here is your final ad.
Married, mother of two, now three, looking to increase her brood quickly. Potential infants should be from hip, exotic countries with no current celebrities associated with them. Growing up in our household, you'll get a mix of Catholicism, Jewish mysticism, and exhibitionism. But please note, young children must be able to nurse through cone bras.
Now, this is the 300 millionth American.
I think so. So who posted that ad?
Wow, I already answered it.
You did. But before, you were wrong. Try it again.
It's Madonna's
Yes, you're right.
Baby.
Yes, Madonna. We've been reading the gossip magazines, and the must-have accessory for the fall is the adopted third world baby. Mm-hmm. Following the lead of trendsetters Angelina and Brad, Madonna went to Malawi and adopted a little one-year-old boy. Of course, human rights groups complained that Madonna was using her fame and fortune to flout African adoption laws. But the boy's birth father, though, said he was glad his son would grow up in a wealthy house with privilege and advantages. But then somebody showed him the Like a Prayer video, and he's like, oh no, that Madonna?
Because we are living in the third world.
Carl, how did Amanda do in our quiz?
Amanda's a winner, Peter. She had three correct answers. So, Amanda, I will be doing the message.
Well done.
Momentum machine.
This is super.